Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer. Psalms 121 reads like this. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Let us pray. Our most holy Lord and Savior, we come together in spirit and in prayer, Lord, to lift up our voices to thee. We pray for a healing of our country. We pray for guidance, Lord, and strength and courage and thy wonderful grace. We ask you, Father, to help those who have turned from thee, Lord, to turn to thee, Lord, to seek thee in prayer fervently. We ask thee, Father, to bless and protect our church family, Lord, that we might continue to serve thee and do thy will. We ask you, Father, to bless this service and let it encourage and uplift all those who hear it. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
There ain't nothing that can be done by me and God. Ain't nobody gonna come between me and God. One day we'll live together where the angels trod, me and God. Early in the morning talking it over, me and God. Late at night talking it over, me and God. You could say we're like two peas in a pod, me and God. He's my father and he's my friend, the beginning and the end. He rules the world with the staff and the rod. We're a team, me and God. I am weak and he is strong, me and God. He forgives me when I'm wrong, me and God. He's the one I lean on when life gets hard, me and God. He's my father and he's my friend, the beginning and the end. He rules the world with a staff and rod. We're a team, me and God. Rules the world with the staff and the rod. We're a team, me and God. We're a team, me and God.
Sweet, not gentle Savior, he while on others that were calling, do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I see. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Spring of all my comfort, more than life for me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. In times like these, you need a this rock is Jesus, yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these,
Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we'll do all that we can as the good Lord allows. Please let these words of truth comfort our church family, and please bear with me. Psalms 118 reads like this. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in the princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me, that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of the righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, and that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John 4:18-19. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. John 14:16-18. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Jeremiah 29:11-12. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Our dear great Lord above, we once again meet together in spirit and in prayer with the members of our church, the members of our community, and all those who listen. We join our hearts together to bring praise to you. We join our hearts together to ask for healing upon our country, upon our community, upon our friends, upon our family. Please continue to protect us. Please continue to keep this virus at bay. Please help us to be the shining lights in this community. Help others to see us and see us as the examples that they need to be. Help us to be more like Jesus day in and day out. Help us to not be afraid. Help us to be courageous. Help us to not let fear burden us. We pray, Lord, that you please be with all the members that are not able to be here today. Each one of us struggle without coming into your house, being able to join with one another. We pray, Lord, for your comforting hand upon us all. We pray that you please be with the leaders of our country and of our state. Please help these leaders and the doctors expedite this healing, this medicine, that we might get past this awful time. We pray, Lord, that you please forgive us of our sins. Would you please hear our prayers, our songs? Please pour your mercy upon us and use this time for those who don't know you to bring them to your loving arms, that we might all join together in a time after this. We pray, Lord, for your blessings and for your mercy and for your forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this side, for I'm a part.